Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Daily Insight Number 2. Yesterday, we did the first insight on Tzom Gedalia, the first day after Rosh Hashanah, so today it's the second day of our insights, even though technically it's the fourth day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, which began on Rosh Hashanah. But in any case, we continue to study chapter 27 of Tehillim, Perek Chof Zayim of Tehillim Psalms, and we focus on the second last verse, which is the 13th verse of the chapter, which says, Lule Hamanti Liros B'tov Hashem Be'eretz Chaim. Had I not believed to see the goodness of Hashem, the goodness of God in the land of the living. So what is that referring to? So he's talking, this is really a continuation of the previous statement that he has so many tormentors and so many challenges in life. And sometimes we all can relate to that. You know, we struggle for clarity to see the presence of Hashem in our lives. Where's the presence of God, especially in today's times when there's so much difficulties in the world, you know, raging pandemic, so many different challenges from that people struggle with. Where is the voice of Hashem? Where's the presence of Hashem? Where, how do we see Hashem? So he's saying David HaMelech had those struggles as well. King David had those struggles, and he wrote, Lule Hamanti Liros B'tov Hashem Be'eretz Chaim. Had I not believed, had I not tapped into my faith, reservoir of faith, to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, meaning, as a community of faith, we are maminim b'nei maminim, believers, the children of believers, that all we see in front of ourselves in this world is not the entire picture. It's not the total picture. It's just one small snippet of the entire picture. Both in this world, you know, the past, present, and future, we just barely get a glimpse of, and let alone what goes on in the upper worlds, in the spiritual world. So, but what he was saying is, you know, because he has this reservoir of faith, he's able to draw from this reservoir of faith to deal with the seemingly difficult times. So for example, if somebody, is challenged with finances, and he goes and he knows he needs funds to secure whatever he needs to secure a purchase. It can be very challenging, but if he knows he has an account somewhere that he can draw from in case, like an emergency fund or a reserve fund that he can draw from, that's a totally different picture. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. It's always so important to have that reservoir of faith. So when these situations of challenge and obstacles, you know, threaten our faith, we're able to dig deep in that. And the way we build up that reservoir is by working on it throughout the year, throughout our days. It's not just like, okay, we'll be coasting on autopilot. Oh, and now there's a crisis. Okay, God, where are you? And we realize that our faith is rather paper thin. So it's important to focus on these words. Lulei Hamanti Liros B'tov Hashem Be'eretz Chaim. Had I not believed to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, it's important to build up that reservoir of faith. I wish you all a meaningful day, a meaningful Erev Shabbos, and a meaningful Aseres Yemei Teshuva.